You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Having some headphone problems here.
Shorten out over there?
Yeah, it's shorting out. Well, I thought to just do it like this.
You can find
the old-fashioned way. Get some new ones at the break. Say, you know, obviously COVID was a difficult time for everybody. But I got to say, two things about COVID. The one thing about COVID that was great for me was our office had to make it available so that I could work from home. You know, so before COVID hit, I would go on the road like to take depots or something. And if I needed to get some documents from a file that was stored in our computer system, I'd have to download it onto my computer before I left, or I'd have to get my secretary to email me the document. I mean, it was really not efficient to work even when I was on the road, you know, taking depositions or in trial or something, or somewhere out of town or on vacation, that I really couldn't work. And then I think it's a thing called a VPN, whatever that is. So, you know, all of a sudden the first day that I can remember the last day that I was downtown, it was like people was like a ghost town. And like you'd walk through the skyway and people are like staring at each other. Like, do you have it? You remember those days?
Oh, yes, I do very well.
I remember that on Easter, which was, you know, in April. So, you know, that was the day that so my wife had ordered some groceries and I was going to go pick them up and not go into the store.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought me the stuff, but they were out of like eight things.
Of course.
So I had to go find another store to go to, and I went to a store in near my home, and it was like a movie in there. I mean, going down the aisles, people were grabbing stuff and running and like trying to get away from me. And it was like, so that's, you know, it was a way different situation. You know, now we kind of look back on it and go, you know, that was what it was. But working from home was really, I really love working from home. So it, you know, at our firm, I'm a partner, you know, we have a lot of meetings about how can we get more people, can we get the support staff to come in? How can we get more lawyers to come in? You know, we have a couple of young mothers that are lawyers there, and you know, they really enjoy staying at home and they're doing a great job. And, you know, Michael Dady, the head guy of our firm, really wants everyone in the office all 5 days. And our managing partner says, we're not going to do that. We're not going to go up to these young mothers who have gotten used to being around their kids, and they're really good lawyers and they're really doing a good job for us. We're not going to irritate them. OK. And we try to get everyone to come in on a Wednesday every now and again. So I get this topic, you know, and I'm lucky I can go in or I not go in. And I'll say this, when I go in, when I started working from home, I was way more efficient than when I was in my office. But then when I got used to being at home, I became way less efficient working at home than in my office. So I sometimes just switch it up to do it. But Medtronic just recently announced, Medtronic, the medical device giant, has just announced its hybrid employees will not have to be in the office. It will now have to be in the office at least 4 days a week rather than 3 days a week. And the reason is, here's what they stated. And this has been talked about for a long time since COVID ended. This decision is rooted in our belief that in-person exchanges are invaluable to our work. The spokesperson said the collaborative energy generated through face-to-face interactions strengthens our operational efficiency and provides the support and community we need to thrive, bringing life-saving technology to patients around the world. The internal email said the company will continue to evaluate work styles based on evolving business needs, considering consistency within the local communities near Medtronic sites. That sounds like a lot of corporate speak to me.
Yeah.
But it is, I mean, people, I think most people are probably like me. Now, look, at radio, you know, you got to work. You got to come in at radio, I guess. Not necessarily. Or was there a time you didn't come in?
Producers and news anchors came in the whole time because we'd had to be here, you know, as far as producers. Right. Somebody had to push the buttons on the board, you know. But hosts, pretty much once, you know, Rudy Gobert got sick and the world shut down, hosts were told, stay at home.
Yep.
Do not come in here unless it's an absolute emergency. If, you know, your unit's at home on fire, then I guess you have to come in.
So the host could work from home.
Yes.
So they got them set up with microphones and stuff like that. Yeah. So I get, you know, and President Trump is wants the federal employees to come back. Michael Dady, the head guy of our firm, if he was the boss, and he's not, okay, because he's just one of the partners, and, you know, we have a different managing partner. And if he felt he had the power to do it, he's an old time guy, right? He wants everyone to come into the office.
Sure.
You know, there is advantages to being in the office for sure, and being in the office. But I don't know how people out there feel. I'm guessing, and what do we have, a talks and text line here? Don't we? I should probably give it out. WCCO talk and text line, 651-461-9226. I think it's really difficult to get people to come in 5 days a week anymore. I just think it's really difficult to do that. And like I said, our firm, I probably go in the office 1 or 2 days a week, maybe. There's people we see once a week, maybe twice a month. I mean, I was in the office this morning. There was our law clerk was there. You know, we always have a staff, a bare bones staff there, but a law clerk was there. That was it, and me. You know, I think people were surprised. On a Friday, I'm never in the office. What's that?
Well, I'm sure they looked at you thinking, what's going on?
I haven't been in the office that's the first time I've been in the office on a Friday, probably in 5 years.
Yeah, and it was because you're coming here, I'm sure?
Because I had to come in here and I had to prep for the show, so I come into my office to do it. That's why I wasn't being a lawyer this morning. I was being a talk show host this morning. I think it's interesting, but I think it'll never be the same. Like downtown will never quite be the same. When you're especially talking about leasing space and we're looking to get out of town for cheaper because it's just not that important anymore. Because we don't have everybody in the office anymore. We don't need a big office anymore. And I'm sure that's the same, you know, Target employees, they don't have a lot of their employees come in. So that's just I don't think it'll ever, well, maybe 50 years from now it will be, but probably not.
I don't think it will be, and I don't think it should be.
No, because we have the technology now. You can do almost anything from anywhere.
We've proven it can be done. Sometimes it's more difficult. Some jobs it's more difficult. And you know what? As you proved, some jobs it's kind of easier. You know, if you can be more efficient. Now, you said it kind of turned the other way. Perhaps
one of my dogs got old and he loves to go down the stairs and my office is upstairs. And so he'll be upstairs with me and then he'll go down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, why did I come down the stairs? And he goes, that's like 10 times a day. So, you know, so that makes it a lot. And anytime I have a phone call, he's got to go outside. It's pretty amazing how he can figure that out. So anyway, we get that. When we come back the next hour, a little more Timberwolves talk with Johnny Krasinski of The Athletic.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.